Hello, everyone. Hi. Hello. Welcome to This Week in Mormons. We're here. It's the day after the 4th of July for our American listeners, and it could not be a more lovely day. Yes, it is, my friends. We hope you have had a wonderful holiday weekend.
Hey, yo.
Are you
yes,
singing that Sneaker Pimp song?
No, that was Tom's Diner. That's Tom's Diner.
Well, I like
I've actually eaten there. It's tasty.
Did you know that today?
It's the Seinfeld Diner up in New York.
Oh, okay. By the way, today, interesting notes. Let's let everyone know. Today is Independence Day in Venezuela. So if you're a big Hugo Chavez supporter, and I know most of you are, celebrate with him today as he just returned.
Why would he put it so close to ours? He knew we had this day.
Oh, it's also Independence Day in Algeria, Cape Verde, St. Cyril and Methodist, and it's Methodist Day in Czech Republic and Slovakia. So everybody, please celebrate with us all today.
Do we have Mormon days in any of these countries?
I doubt.
Can we have a Mormon day in America, or is that June 24th? Or July 24th?
Pioneer Day? I love Pioneer Day. You know what really...
It kind of is, because the entire state does a parade.
Well, yeah, well, it's a state holiday in Utah. I mean, it's business is closed.
For those in Utah, this might be hard to fathom, but nobody outside of Utah has any idea what Pioneer Day
is. No, it's true. I was... When I worked at Deseret Book, it irked me a little bit that because of Pioneer Day, the stores in Utah would close because it was a full-out day off. And I'm like, because I always felt they were on this mission to, you know, like I always say, Utahify all of the other stores. And I'm like, well, why don't we get to close on Pioneer Day? You make us stay open and work at all the other Utah stuff, but yet when Utah gets a day off, we don't get one off? What's up with that?
Those monsters.
The hypocrisy of do.
So how was your fourth?
I was about
Jeff?
To ask you the same. My fourth was great, dude. It was other than the blisters I'm nursing on my feet right now,
I saw a Facebook message that said you watched fireworks from the top of the Dar building.
Which is the Daughters of the American Revolution, and they have their whole building, their complex is right off the mall, and it's right there. And so a girl in my ward works there, and so a small group of us got to go to the top on top of the roof.
You dated a daughter of the revolution?
No dating. But and apparently to be a daughter, it's a big deal. You have to, like, prove your genealogical, you know, lineage, all that stuff. You have to show them that you really are a daughter of a revolution.
The way they procreated, though, who isn't a daughter?
I know. I tried to start Sons of the British Monarchy, but nobody wants to have anything to do with it. Because I'm directly related to Mary Queen of Scots, but nobody wants to celebrate that.
You like in this unite with me, brothers. We
you
we were the turncoats.
We are unionists. Give it back. So, it was great. You know, typical stuff in the day. I went to a little barbecue. Got to help a girl with a flat tire. That was a lot. That was exciting.
Wait, a random girl on the side?
No,
of the
it was a girl in my ward who. Her spare was also, like, trashed. It was all shredded, so we had to...
Do you ever stop for the people on the side of the road? Have you ever done
I have a couple of times in my life, but usually not in the city. Usually it's if I'm just driving on some, you know, boondugs highway, which is clearly a lot safer. It could be some mass murderer, but...
I'm trying to be better. I've found that... Like, I always look at them, and I'm like, you know, like the guys that are pushing their car out of traffic and stuff. And I always talk myself into stopping about 2 miles past when I see them. And then I'm like, well, it's too far now. Oh, well.
Yeah, I think I've been in the same boat.
But I need to be better. I mean, I don't have to worry about people murdering me.
No, you're a huge, intimidating man.
Yeah, and so, well, I think it would be more fun to start stopping for little people that would just be scared the whole time I was changing their tire that I was going to use that tire iron.
So you really want to stop and talk to midgets?
If I could, okay. I would like that. I think that would be a pleasant surprise. You see a car pulled over on the side, hazards on, you pull over and midgets step out? Tell me you wouldn't smile.
I would love it. I would help them with anything they needed.
Big
world,
I would buy
little
them lunch.
People. Oh, yeah.
Amen.
So anyway, fourth was great. Watching the fireworks all on the mall, seeing all the people. We could hear the concert beforehand. It was lovely. It was a terrific 4th of July. And then I was getting a blister on my heel. Because I was wearing shoes without socks.
Poor hipster.
So I ran all the way. I walked barefoot through downtown D.C. to get to the metro, and I had to walk barefoot home, which then has, like, mutilated my feet in general. It's been exciting. but I liked it overall.
Jeff,
and I love you.
That's the most pathetic thing I've ever heard.
You no, I'll tell you a more pathetic thing, but tell me about
you. Had to walk barefoot because you got a blister because you didn't wear socks.
Yes, yes.
Poor.
Why would I wear socks?
Jeffrey.
Socks are. If I'm wearing shorts, why would I be wearing socks?
Things look bad for you. Hey, wear the no-show. Come on.
That would just be silly. I should have just worn my flip-flops, but I was hell-bent on wearing my fun orange Vans. So...
You hipster.
I do only have myself to blame. I was caring more about the fashion.
Were your shorts skin tight, Jeff? Did you taper them in and pin them with a safety pin?
They were actually biking shorts, you know, from the early 90s. They were very tight. They had like a racing stripe.
Good, I'm glad.
So
I'm
glad. It was great.
I had a pretty good fourth as well. We went down to, we have a lake here, the big Lake of the Ozarks. I went down
to Hillbilly Lake of the
country.
Ozarks?
I am here.
I have a shirt that says that.
I am barefoot for weeks. And we all just hang out and play the banjo.
I'm so excited. I have a Lake of the Ozarks shirt. It's one of my favorite shirts.
Why do you have you ever been there?
No. See, it says...
So, you're a liar.
It's like a three-quarters baseball sleeve style shirt, and it says Missouri, but like sideways vertically, like long ways, Missouri. And then horizontal, filling all the rest of it in, it just says Lake of the Ozarks, repeated like 15 times.
That's adorable.
No, it's a.
Do you wear that with your skin-tight jeans and no sock shoes?
Sometimes I do. It's even a V-neck. Which was before V-necks got really popular, but you know.
Oh boy,
I know
that's great. No, so it was good. We got to watch some fireworks over the lake, get out and do some boating, that kind of thing.
Huh.
I honestly haven't swam around on a dock for days on end since it's been like 10 years. Since
dude, that sounds like bliss to me. I would love that.
It's a great time. I just haven't like. I don't know. I've let myself get so busy, and so even now, right? Like, I get stir crazy. I have a hard time relaxing. Well, like I don't have a hard time relaxing, but I have a hard time sustaining that relaxation for more than a couple days at a time. It's interesting.
The greatest explanation I've ever heard. I have a hard time sustaining relaxation.
I do. I relax, and I'm like, I feel great. I'm ready to go back to work.
Oh, I want to be there.
No.
I like it. Just the image of swimming around a little dock, just a small little dock on a lake.
That's what we've been doing for days. It's awesome.
That's great. No one swims. I really want to swim. I haven't swum.
And all the nieces and nephews are right at that age, like 12, 13 years old, where it's all fun, right? So we're doing the challenge to swim under the dock and
that stuff is fun.
Flipping off the top of the roof and that kind of stuff.
I love terrorizing my young cousins, like in a pool. It's fun.
What do you do to them?
You know, the same pool things I'm sure you probably do is big Uncle Al.
Oh, throwing them in.
Throwing them in, hunting them down, not letting them get away with anything.
Ha!
Like one time
So that's us.
Yeah, woo! So
we're an exciting 4th of July.
4th of July was great. So I had an exciting time up in Frederick, Maryland on Saturday.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Okay, it's a little bit of a random story. My dad and my stepmom split up in October, and I haven't really heard anything from her since then, except she contacted me last week because her cousin had like an apartment in Frederick that needed to have stuff moved, and they just needed somebody to be there to basically like sign off on it and be present while movers did stuff. And I said, all right, whatever. She offered to pay me a little bit. I said, okay, I can mosey up there. Why not? So it was supposed to be I get there, they show up at 1, I'm probably out of there by 3 o'clock. And then I had this great day planned of going to Harper's Ferry and moseying around West Virginia for a little while. Instead, I basically spent all day there with nothing planned as it should have been. The movers didn't come until 6:45.
At night?
Yes. So I was hanging out there all day. And then by the time they got it loaded up and I took it to the storage facility place, the storage place doesn't let you in after hours. And so I'm sitting there for an hour trying to get my stepmom to call them and see if they can let us in, which eventually they couldn't do. And so they had to leave all the stuff on the truck and like come back the next morning. And I was like, I'm not coming back here tomorrow to make sure they can get this stuff in the store. That's all it was. Move stuff from a place to a storage thing. That's all it was. But it was very exciting. I'm leaving out a lot of detail, but it was a very exciting
thing. I'm glad.
Because I spent hours upon hours just sitting in my car with the windows down.
Wait, is this your whole story?
Well, I left out the detail for the sake of time.
Do you really want us to... You're telling a story, so we'll feel sorry for
I'm
you.
I'm just telling the story because it was a hilarious Saturday. It's just everything kept going
that
wrong.
That sounds hilarious.
The apartment was
Please tell
to
me
ready.
You got a little blister and had to walk barefoot, too.
I was wearing my flip-flops that day, okay? Flip-flops. And I was wearing cargo shorts. There was no tightness at all.
You know how to cargo?
Sometimes I do. They don't look great on me because I look better when I show things that show my slim figure. But, you know...
I feel like you've been reading too many Us Weekly magazines.
No, I've been reading too much Harry Potter is what I've been reading, but we'll get into that another time.
Does Harry Potter wear skin tight
Harry
jeans?
Potter is fashion forward, my friend. Haven't you seen the kids wearing the plaid and the stripes in the same outfit? It's amazing. These children.
Oh, I have seen that, actually.
Oh. So we have a shorter show this week. We'll see how much more we squeeze out. Right.
Yeah,
now.
We just wanted to make sure you knew we were still alive after this crazy weekend.
See, we thought of Al recorded a little like, "Hey, everybody, nice thing," and it would have been like a minute and a half long to say, "Hey, by the way, there's no show," and we.
That's what we were gonna do. Jeff frowns on that.
We couldn't, in good conscience, do that. We have been steady and consistent with the show every week for all this time. It would be so sad. Even last July 4th, we did the show. Remember, I was up in Utah a year ago. That's when we did, it's been a year since we did Jello's Reign of Terror.
1 year.
That was a brilliant episode. That was when we started with the rants segment. One of my favorite segments we've ever done on this program.
Yeah, that's a good one. So, just randomly, Jeff, are you on Google Plus?
Not yet. I don't think I've gotten an invite. Can you send me one?
It's open to everyone now.
Oh.
Just go to plus.google.
Well,
once you're on there, I was just curious.
I've wanted to play with it. Have you been, is it worthwhile?
A lot of people like it.
I'm asking you.
All I have been able to see on there is people talking about Google Plus, so.
Well, that kind
not
of,
too crazy.
That seems kind of meta.
Yeah, you know.
What's all
so,
that?
All right, so more on Mormons.
I guess. I mean, that could be the show if we wanted to.
Yes and no.
So,
hot and cold.
Mormons. We the show is the least planned show we've ever done, so bear with us.
Well, we're excited to be here.
Yeah.
We got a great Robin Williams joke.
Let's talk
Robin
about the
Williams
Robin Williams
joke
because it's getting more play than it needs to in the long run. So.
Way more play because... So he says... hold on, let me grab it here. He says, Mormons giving marital advice is like Octomom working with Planned Parenthood. But
that's the whole joke. That's all it is.
Talking about, like, Proposition 8, that kind of thing. So, there are articles and articles written about how he's targeting Mormons. Deseret News gives us a 4-page article? Or 2-page?
I believe it's a 2-page article.
2-page article, all on this Robin Williams line. So part of me is like, all right, well, honestly, it's kind of funny. I mean, I like Robin Williams, except for his stand-up stuff. It gets a little coarse, sure, but I don't take offense at that.
Yeah, well, and
it's
of course,
little,
and he mentioned
a little jab,
and he mentioned
nature.
It because the whole point is that he's from San Francisco, and so he was very much against Proposition 8, and that's how it kind of started. He made some lines about...
But it's Robin Williams goes after Mormons and Octomom.
Yeah, everyone's making a big deal about this like it was, you know, a couple years ago when Tom Hanks said some things about the church because of Prop 8, and everybody's like, Tom Hanks goes after the LDS faith.
What's crazy, though, is this Deseret News article is all kind of written in defense of Robin Williams. He's like, hey, listen, he's just joking here.
What does keep it under your hat even mean?
Don't tell anybody.
Is that what that means? That's an expression I've never used in my life, so I'm just wondering.
Really?
Yeah, I've never used keep it under your hat before. No.
You obviously aren't of the days of fedoras.
I wish I were. I lament the casualization of America.
Yeah, that's why you're wearing the skin-tight jeans and no socks.
Yeah, I'm formal.
Also, in hot news this week...
At least I didn't wear my Sperry's.
Let's talk about Mormons versus Asians, as reported by Asian Week, the voice of Asian America.
I actually love this story.
The title is Mormons 2, Asians Zero. So he says,
"What do you think? We're the episode name." Well, I'll think about that one. Mormons.
Yeah. Oh, maybe. If Asians are so dang smart, why does everybody still think whites run everything? So they take offense at the God's MBAs. Why Mormon missions produce leaders? He thinks that they should be having that title because they take a lot of flack for overrunning the Ivy League schools and yada yada yada. Asians are expected to be the uber leaders. How are Mormons sneaking in? I like it.
Well, it is funny. I like it. They make a good point down near the end of the article, based on Newsweek's Mormon Moment story. I like especially when you look at our political success, because there are 11 Asians in the House and Senate, and there are 15 Mormons in Congress, which is about five times as many per capita as Asians, because Mormons only represent something like 2% of the population. So in that sense, Mormons are overrepresented, actually, in Congress.
Yes.
Good for us. That's what I'm talking about.
Mormons 2, Asians 0.
We're coming to get you. Homie, I'll wet you. Coming to get you. Homie, I'll wet you. Don't you want to do some Master P?
I don't know what that means.
I am singing Master P.
I'm not familiar with Mr. P.
Master P. He's a rapper.
I will not
from
master
Days
him.
Of Ore, Lore, Your, Yonder Place. Master P. That's actually Masta. M-A-S-T-A.
All right, I don't know
what
you're
talking about.
That's
the same reason my rapper name is Master G. Because my name is Jeff. And my name
How do you have a rapper name? When have you ever rapped?
It started because I call my brother C-Dog. My brother's name is Colin. C-D-A-W-G.
I feel like I'm getting a lot of background for something that's not going to be very satisfying.
This isn't setting it up for anything. It's just that I was just singing some Master P, and so I
have you ever rapped, Jeff? I would like to hear you spit some rhymes.
I was all county at freestyle rapping in 1999.
You won?
I was an all county rapper. It's a huge thing. Orange County, California, as you might imagine, has a very strong hip-hop and rapping community, what with its housing tracks and white people.
You beat out the likes of Aaron Valdez.
No one can ever beat DJ Bobalicious or whatever his name is. Arrow? Sparrow? What? DJ Love? I don't know what his name is. Yes! No! Ah!
You monster.
I'm not a monster. Let's see here. So what's this Massacre Monument deal, Al?
No, so they're reporting that the descendants for the landmark that was placed at Mount Meadows Massacre are very pleased with it. They're glad that it happened, and which makes us glad.
Well, I wonder what the deal is, because it says here the descendants hail landmark status for the massacre site. Did it recently get upgraded or something like that? Oh, yeah.
No,
right. It
didn't exist.
No.
It didn't exist. They
wrong,
built it, and then they came.
Wrong. They just elevated the landmark to, it now has national landmark status. It was elevated. I think it was there before.
Guess when they built this landmark? 2002?
See? So it's newish, but only now is it now a national landmark. So the descendants are very happy about this.
Well, good. We should go out and visit this.
And by
if only it weren't in southern Utah.
I'm not going there. I've always wanted to kind of check out the Mountain Meadows thing, 'cause it's not too far off of like the 15. Where is it out by, like Pahoran or whatever those towns? Is it out around there?
Wait, there's a town called Pahoran?
Parowan, whatever these places are called.
There's a Utah town called Pahoran?
Probably. There's a Utah town called almost anything you can find in the Book of Mormon. Have you ever been to Korihor? That's a rough city.
I'm looking these up.
If you're not nice, they latch you onto a carriage and drag you through town. It's very upsetting for everyone.
And there is no Messiah.
So, no, Parowan. Maybe I'm thinking of Parowan. That's what I'm thinking. I don't know. Is that where it is? I think that's where the mountain is. What?
Pahoran?
What's wrong with Pahoran?
How do you get those mixed up?
Is Pahoran funnier for some reason?
Pahoran, he's a very popular Book of Mormon figure.
So, then he clearly
it's near Vail, Utah, it looks like.
Which means nothing to me.
Which is near Canaraville.
I really
you might know
I love that.
You might know Canaryville from that Jeffrey R. Holland talk.
Ah, yes. Oh, as a side note, Al, this is more for Sunday School Bonanza, but you could provide this for someone. One of our listeners was wondering where the actual story was that you had a promise a couple of weeks ago from President Packer.
Oh, yeah.
If you could find that actual, someone wanted that actual story, one of our listeners.
It's not a story, it's a talk, but sure.
Well, wherever the talk is, like, they heard it from somebody else.
I'm happy to back that thing up.
So we should provide that for somebody. Okay, so, there's an op-ed here into the Salt Lake Trib called Puff Piece.
I titled it in our agenda as We Are Not Alone.
Well, Puff Piece is an attack on many people, but we choose to focus on Peggy Fletcher Stack because it's been a while. And
we don't necessarily have a beef with Peggy Fletcher Stack. But this article does. It says that she was manipulated, and she was in bed with the who are they accusing her of being in bed with, so to speak?
You don't even know.
No, I'm pulling it up right now. I was looking for the Boyd K. Packer thing. Of being in bed with.
Basically, Jeff. That all these people in the media for things like the Trib, things that aren't even owned by the church, are sort of co-opting. The public relations department of the church is basically what it comes down to. So you've got
some, yes.
Basically the people are overlooking it. She's basically talking about the Mormon moment sort of stuff, all of the things going on in the church right now, and that everyone's saying it's this wonderful, beautiful thing.
Which we should note. We should note Peggy Fletcher Stack has been defended by some very reputable members in our community.
True.
But we really want to substantiate that with some more hard-hitting journalism from Peggy Fletcher, and we can't yet. No. We haven't seen it.
Yeah, Michael J. Bodell is very upset about this.
Oh, he is fuming.
But I do like this. This guy named Adam Ford actually said, the Book of Mormon musical could inspire doubters in the church to stay. I think that's a bit of a stretch. I don't think that if someone's teetering on inactivity, that we're going to say, you know what you need? Go to New York. See that musical that everyone's talking about. Come back, and then we'll talk about things. I think you'll find it to be enlightening. I don't think that's going to happen.
Probably not.
Anyway, I love the Puff Piece.
I just like that we are, I feel a little more substantiated now, knowing that Peggy Fletcher is not only frowned upon by Jeff and I, but also others sometimes. Peggy Fletcher, we'd love to take you out to lunch sometime if you ever want to give us hard-hitting journalism. I will date you if you ever lose that stack and just go back to Peggy Fletcher. So other big news, two Mormon teens are named America's Best Auto Student Technicians. Student Auto Technicians.
I was going to do this one, but thank you.
Go ahead, Jeff.
No, go for it, dude. That's fine. There's not much story there. It's just that.
Two Mormon teenagers earned the title of America's Best Student Auto Technicians when they came in first in the Ford AAA Student Auto Skills Competition, which I think is just a competition for, like, general automotive repair.
Or maybe for mentally challenged people. This seems kind of like a special
Olympics.
Special Olympics?
No. Jeff, that's not okay.
You're not okay.
Listen.
Sitting there all tall, talking to midgets on the freeway, 2 miles later. Don't talk to
me. I love midgets, though. You are mocking a demographic that needs not be mocked, son.
I'm not mocking. I just feel like this seemed like the kind of thing that, I keep talking.
Jeffrey, you terrible person. But
tell the story.
Well, it is kind of neat, though. I mean, they're dressed up in their pit crew regalia, fist bumping in the picture, these two Mormon teens. Obviously a duo, but they go through tests like you would have at a Napa Auto Parts store, where they check the battery and the motor was unplugged. One of the coils was misfiring. But they find all these things. This is funny though, because I used to do computer repair competitions when I was a teenager.
Dude,
And
I would love to
we
watch
would
that.
like we would time ourselves to see who could build a computer from scratch the fastest. This was the geekery I was involved with. And so I
Sure,
think
sure.
these guys must have had more manly parents than I did, perhaps. The only thing missing from them are full-blown mullets, which if they had, I would hang up my tool belt and never touch a car again.
Al, manly or parents or not, would you rather today be working in the American automotive industry or doing what you do, which I think has been a lot more successful? So let's not lie to our
But
youth.
I can't pull off a mullet. Look at me. I can't do that.
I think you could pull off a mullet, you've just never tried. Especially if you keep your beard. Is the beard still there right now?
The
Is it still?
beard is here in full force.
I think it is time for. Yeah, that's going to be good. I like it. So,
I'll go the
update here real
the
quick.
Australian mullet and just shave the sides.
That's the only way to do it. It's the only way. So, in an exclusive, a little bit of an update to what we talked about last week about LDS Church people being able to donate or have any association with political
Wait, we have an
parties.
exclusive story?
Well, according to Channel 4, Salt Lake City, as of a couple of days ago, it's there. It's an exclusive.
It's their exclusive. I was like, wait a minute. We did
So,
journalism? I thought we were just a roundup.
this go elaborates a bit more on the on what's going on with the political what
Exclusive.
people are calling political neutrality 2.0, because apparently LDS church leaders have donated to political causes in the past and even used their LDS email, which I assume is, I don't know, at LDS.org or something like that, have even used that for contributions. Uh-oh.
Wait, is that not
So I guess
allowed?
part of
You
this.
can't email political parties from a work email address. Is that wrong?
Now, from a work one's one thing, but because of our political neutrality, it's not that nonprofits or whatever we are, can't be or involved in stuff like that. But it makes it look dodgier because we try to stress our political neutrality is the word I'm
Now,
actually
from what
looking
I
for.
understand too,
Neutrality.
this hasn't been like that's not. It wasn't
It wasn't
disallowed
against
before,
the.
right?
I guess it wasn't against the rules, but they've kind of realized that it does look a little bit dodgy. It's like, hey, we don't believe in politics or endorse candidates. I'm like, then why am I getting an email from a member of the 70 from his church email address asking me to donate money to Mitt Romney's campaign? So I get what they're saying. So now it is against the rules. They even talked that Craig Zwick donated money in 2007 to Mitt Romney, which we can assume is the same Craig Zwick who was in the 70 today. I love
Well,
Craig Zwick.
I think probably most, well, there's probably a lot of members in the 70. I mean, they're the exact demographic he was targeting, right? I mean, they're wealthy folk that are doing their own jam, probably interested in political shenanigans, and so they
Yep.
would be prime candidates to donate $1,000.
It's true. So now the official line is that general authorities and officers of the church and their spouses and other ecclesiastical leaders serving full-time, whatever, should not personally participate in campaigns, including promoting candidates, fundraising, speaking in behalf or otherwise endorsing candidates, and making financial contributions, which I think is interesting. So I think that actually, if you are a 70, just straight up, it doesn't matter even if it's on your own time or whatever, you like can't contribute to campaigns or
I
anything.
think we're due. I think we're due. The
So I think it's okay. It's sorry. Go ahead.
thing with politics in the church right now is like the more into it we get, which we're just gonna there's just gonna be more Mormon candidates, right? It's just gonna get more and more, especially, I mean, you don't see a lot of Asian candidates running for president. And so Mormons
Sadly
three,
not.
maybe? Three and four with Huntsman. Three and a half. Let's say
Ah.
Mormons three and a half, Asian zero. But like the church, especially its leaders, have to keep themselves beyond reproach, right? And so stuff like this, I think, has been coming for a long time. We shouldn't be surprised that it's here.
Yep.
And I don't know. I don't think it's a big problem at all. It always feels weird anytime politics are mentioned in church or when a church leader even alludes or like jabs at one political side or another. I think that's weird. I think it's out of place. I don't think either parties or candidates should be endorsed from the pulpit or from leadership, and
Oh,
so
heavens no.
this is good. I
And
think
a
they're setting
lot
a good
of
precedent here.
It is, because especially at the local level, that's something that needs to be addressed, because oftentimes I've been in wards before visiting, or who knows what, when it's very much crossed the line as far as a high councilman just going off on how Barack Obama is terrible for the country.
Wait, really?
And all this stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. I've experienced just stuff like that, and you're like, dude, you can't be saying this in this.
It's so uncomfortable,
like,
man. It's so uncomfortable.
And aside from, like, offending the more left, you know, the few left-leaning people, it's just that, like, this is not, the church does not exist for this.
Right. I mean,
and I could tell you stories about the whole Prop 8 fiasco.
Like, I was there.
Church buildings couldn't be used. Yeah, you saw a lot of it. And the main difficulty with Prop 8 was that it was very important for the church's tax-exempt status that our facilities not be used for anything involving politics.
But we'd have old elders quorums just on, like they would tag the meeting, like, marriage and defense of it, and then it would just be all on what would happen if Prop 8 passed. Well, that's the problem with a lot of people, they're not great teachers, and so their methods aren't good. Like, if you could trust that people were good teachers, and they'd get up and do, like, an interesting dialogue or insights into the problems that we're facing politically, sure, that's worth something. But instead, people get up and use, like, fear tactics, and if this passes, we'll all be
blank, blank,
gay.
Blank. All right, I can't add to that. I would like to, but a couple other things, and let's be done. Okay, some quick temple updates. The Brigham City Temple's coming along. The Phoenix Temple is getting excavated. And the San, but in bigger news, the San Salvador, El Salvador Temple opened up. Its open house is now going on. So for those of you who weren't even aware that El Salvador had a temple, yes, it has been constructed. And the open house is going on. It's kind of evocative of the Kyiv Temple, Al, architecturally. Kind of
El Salvador,
squat,
I wish we loved you more.
Squat yet tall. There are a lot of Salvadorans.
Squat yet tall. So. I think that's how I describe myself.
Like, this is how I look at the Kyiv Temple. It's almost like you took a regular temple that covers more just surface area and just kind of just, like, cinched it up, maintaining the same volume, just kind of thrusting it upward, just, you know, like Play-Doh or something.
Yeah.
So let's, should we visit our friend Kevin Beckstrom and then call it a week?
I think we're due, old boy Beckstrom.
We're not going to stop doing the Zarahemla Times. We're just not going to show the pictures anymore on our site. We're just going to show the Beckstrom Says No graphic every single time.
Oh, Beckstrom, if you understood the internet.
Or as I choose to read it, Beckstrom Says No! That's how I hear it in my mind.
Please, Mike. This week's one is actually good. I like this week.
Take us there, Al.
All right.
It's called I Heart Liberty.
Comic strip, frame one, says... The mom says, "What are you doing, honey?" Speaking to the daughter. And she says, "Our young women are because of the title of Liberty is a Service Project." And then she shows it to her mom. "What do you think?" And then the mom says, "But did Moroni dot his I's with little hearts?" And then the daughter says, "It's cuter that way."
Aww.
Ha ha!
That's kind of adorable.
Beckstrom. Which is good, because most of the, I'd say the last dozen or so have been towards bullying. I think he was trying to write to us. Beckstrom, do you feel like we bully you? We love you. Don't be bullied.
It is true, though. I mean, justice satisfieth. Yeah, he had a lot of ones where one good turn is one of my favorites. Anyway.
Maybe we're flattering ourselves.
I choose to think that we have affected him so much that he is actually.
I hope so.
Maybe we should write. Well, we should have him on the show.
I tried to email him when all this came about, and I've sent him letters written by natural light.
Oh, yeah, what happened with the email we sent them after the fact?
Nothing.
Never heard anything?
He doesn't. No. People that send cease and desist letters generally like to be aloof. I envision Beckstrom as kind of an antisocial lad.
Do you think we could send a cease and desist letter telling him to cease and desist ceasing and desisting?
We could tell him to cease and desist his bad comedy.
Dude, we should write a letter and look at
say, "Dear Beckstrom,
you cease and desist. You're offending the American people. Nay, the world audience." Oh,
yeah, we could do that.
This is my new project.
In fact, I have the templates.
Oh, by the way,
send a letter.
Have you seen any of the Mormon Bachelorette stuff yet?
Oh no, what's going
Nothing.
On?
Nothing. It's kind of whatever. The production value.
I did see they got a freaking motherload of coverage. That Ashley girl, she was on Fox News down in Arizona.
Phoenix, yeah.
Aaron was in they were on the Salt Lake News up in Utah with Mr. Rick Buck, I believe.
They're everywhere.
It's true. I watched the first date with a guy, Aaron, who was he was a fireman from California.
Ah, yeah.
And poor Ashley, her chemistry just not so much with him. Maybe I should watch the other ones though.
I've seen a couple of it. I don't know. The videos are even longer now. The production values are.
They're
much,
trying to do more production.
The production values are much higher though. I'll give them that any day of the week. But
is Larry back? That's what I want to know. Is he back?
No, Larry's married and living his life.
Whoa, we should do that, Jeff.
I need to fill out my survey though. My where are they now, or whatever that is.
Are you dating more because of the Mormon Bachelor?
Absolutely. Good. All right, you have to go. Let's be done. All right.
I do.
So,
sorry, it's a little bit shorter this week, everybody. I just did not have the time, and Jeff was sleeping. So between those two things, we had trouble.
I think it's fine. We have nothing more to talk about anyway. So why stress?
All right. Happy 4th of July, everybody.
So please find us on facebook.com/thisweekinmormons. Send us an email if you want. contact@thisweekinmormons.com. Follow us on Twitter @TheRealTwim. And did I miss anything? And go to thisweekinmormons.com. Also, we hope you saw.
Like, what did we see?
I hope you saw, everyone. The Sunday School Bonanza now is its own iTunes feed. So please find that on iTunes.
Subscribe to it.
You can search for Sunday School Bonanza. You'll see it right there. Please subscribe to it. We've loved all your feedback and participation with it so far. And now it's its own separate podcast. So you won't get it on the same subscription to TWIM. So don't look for it that way. And that's going to do it. Al, have a terrific rest of your time down in the lake.
I shall. Back to my hillbilly ways.
I love it. And I will soldier on.
All right. Take it easy, Jeff.
Thank you, my friend. Take it easy, buddy. And everyone, thank you, of course, for listening, as always. This has been another lovely edition of This Week in Mormons. Have a terrific week.
Stop.